mistakes in the addition, you might say, well, now you shouldn't be so. You should use more care. You shouldn't be so
careless.
Have you ever heard in people, well, let's say a person who was acting kind of strange and peculiar or odd, another word for that might be they'd say they act kind of
crazy.
Now, especially a long time ago, have you heard them say they act kind of queer?
Yeah.
How would they say that? They say
queer.
Now, if a person, well, like it's a person that just made up their mind about something and nothing can make them change it, you say that person's really
set in his ways.
Stubborn as a mule.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or else.
Stubborn as a mule.
Now, a person that you just cannot joke with without that person losing their temper, I mean, you can't even hardly touch them without them losing their temper, you'd say, they are really, if you just can't even touch them without them losing their temper, you'd say, they really are
childish.
Childish. And if, have you ever heard people say that they were touchy or touches?
Yeah.
How would I say that?
Touches.
Now, a touches type person, if you did joke with them, they'd get real
mad.
And if a person was about to lose their temper, you might say, now just
look.
Just
hold on.
Or just keep
calm.
Now, sometimes you might come in and you say, I've worked all day and I'm just all
give out.
And now, if a person had been, as far as you know, feeling all right, and then you hear that they have some disease or something, you'd say, well, I guess they must have...
Sick?
Yeah, and they must have, talking about how they came to be sick, you'd say they, would you say...
Puny.
Well, they were puny. And now, would you say that they got sick or they took sick or...
Got sick.
Got sick. Now, if a person... Well, like they sat in a draft or something, and they started, you know,
taking a cold.
Yeah. And if that cold made their voice sound like this, you'd
hoarse.
And then if this, you'd say they had a
cough.
Now you might be sitting in a chair and say, well, now you start kind of
nodding.
Mm-hmm. And then you say, well, now I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
And then you might say, now tomorrow at 6 o'clock I'll
get up.
And now, if somebody came to see Raymond and he's still sleeping, you'd say, well, now, wait a minute, I'm going to have to go and...
Wake him up.
Now, if a doctor gave you some medicine in a bottle and he got onto you because it's still full, he might say, now, Thelma, why haven't you...
Taken.
And then you'd say, well, now, yesterday I...
Took.
But, and tomorrow I reckon I'll...
Take it.
Now, if a person can't hear anything at all, you'd say they're just stone
deaf.
And if you've been, working hard and you know, your shirt was all wet or something, you'd say, well, look how I...
Sweated.
And one of those sores that people get on them that...
Boils.
And the stuff that comes out of a boil, you call it...
Pus.
And...
Or infection, either one. Infection be now, but used to
but
it
used
be
to
pus.
Be. Mm-hmm. Now, you might say, a bee stung me and my hand
hurts.
And then talking about it getting got
swollen.
Bigger, and you might say, now if I put some, if it's not infected, it probably won't
swell.
If somebody got shot, you'd say they got a bullet
wound.
Now, do you remember back in the old days, if a wound or something didn't heal right, it'd get white stuff around it, and they'd call it...
Infection?
Mm-hmm. Infection nowadays, have you ever heard them call it, have you ever heard of proud flesh?
Yeah.
And is that what that would be? They,
I don't know.
That'd be before your...